today on our program. We're going to take a little time. We are going to be visiting with His Excellency, Zach Steer, Boone Lions Club.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
See, I was almost going to ask the mayor to do it, too. And I thought, no,
well, you could now, actually. Yeah, but so. I'm happy to be here. It's
Boone Lions, well, you guys are some of the new members that are coming up, carrying on the traditions of the Lions.
Yeah, I can't recall how long I've been a Lions member. I mean, Herman Kapichke is the one that told me to come to a meeting and told me the whole spiel about Lions, so it's been a delight. It's a wonderful club and group, and they do so much for the community.
Well, last time we visited, of course, we did talk about the fact that we have, you know, it was the turkey dinner that was coming up, and which has become really a giant fundraiser for you.
Yeah,
but the one of the mainstays that's been there for you. Decades. No, I'm just saying decades.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any idea how long it's been around. But it is Pancake Days. Pancake Day is coming up the end of January.
That is correct. If you can believe it, it's already here. So this one, unlike turkey, is actually 2 days. So Friday, January 26th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. And then we'll return on Saturday, January 27th from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is at the County Fairgrounds building.
In the community building.
Yeah. In the community building. That is correct. And it's dine in or carry out is available, and $8 per ticket. So, and of course, it's pancakes. We've got pancakes and sausage and juice and coffee and just a whole bunch of members that are there to help serve. And like you said, it goes to support many great things that we do as a club.
So let's kind of run through some of that, because Lions, obviously, in most people right away, you think anything vision related, anything hearing related, because that's really, you've done a lot of, but the Lions do a lot more than that.
We do. You know, scholarships are one big thing. Youth is a really strong focused group. I work for the library, and we have a program in partnership with the clinic here in town called Reach Out and Read, where during well-child visits, children get assessed on their literacy, and then they get a book. Well, that funding comes from the Lions Club. So it's stuff like that that we are really keen on, always looking for the next thing. I know that they do what's called a peace poster contest. They've been doing that for some years. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that the club is involved in and supports.
It's, and again, just very quietly, it's one of those things. Yeah. It's one of the missions that the Lions have. So.
Very quietly, and like I said, Pancake Days are, you know, very popular time. Because I work at the library, you can come to the library. Just make sure you contact me, and my phone number is on the posters, but I'll give it to you. It's 515-803-2092, just so that I know that you're coming along to the library to get tickets, but the Lions members, they have tickets too.
Oh, yeah.
On our poster, there's a QR code that you can scan and purchase there. So, yeah. It's
Don't
always
worry.
Away.
You'll Don't
get
worry.
A ticket.
They've been in.
And unlike turkey, you can come the night of the event or the day of the event and get tickets there. You don't have to have a ticket beforehand. So.
We don't need to know how much we're going to
do. No, it's pancakes.
You guys, well, and this isn't the only one where you guys do pancakes or do the cooking for pancakes. I think what the fair board does, another Pancake Days, that'll be coming up in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And again, you guys come out and do the cooking.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that is a strong message and mission of a Lions Club member is to make sure that you're also paying it forward. You know, they help support us, and we're supporting them as well. So, yeah.
One of the things I like to always have you talk about is how to become a Lion. Because so many of our groups, our organizations, are running into, we need some people. And we've seen, actually just saw the report in one of my news stories about the amount of volunteerism that has started to pick up after the pandemic, kind of post-pandemic. But we definitely need, for our different groups like the Lions, people to be a part of it.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point about service organizations and servitude. I think, you know, generationally speaking, it is quite different than it was maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago. And what this new generation of volunteerism defines is, of course, might be different. And there are all sorts of ways to volunteer for Lions, you know, being on the radio, for example, or helping with marketing, being at the events. There's all sorts of ways to give back and to be a part of a group. And to become a Lions Club member, you know, a sponsor is important to that, and then you get invited to a meeting and you get introduced to the club, and there's a whole voting process and induction and that in that regard. And it's such a delight to have others say, hey, we really believe that this person should become part of this club, and here's why. So
you don't have to take do a quiz.
You don't, and it's important for me to stress, you know, with like pancake days and turkey dinner, you know, you can serve at those events and commit that time. But if you don't have that time, just helping give tickets away or market or whatever your skill is, whatever you can bring, that's what we're always looking for.
Yeah. And I know, again, there are other ventures that the Lion is heavily involved with. We always go in for the screening, eye screening. You guys have a group that they're pretty well, that's a mission for them.
That's a strong mission. It's always a delight for me to hear that report on how those vision screenings are going, and so important as a person who wears glasses and has worn glasses since I was two. It's so important to get those eyes checked, especially during those important developmental age groups. And so it's so nice that Lions has, you know, folks that go out and do that, and then they get sent off to the University of Iowa, and they do their thing, and then we get a report back. So, yeah, no cost, which is great.
Can remember over the years our Lions Club have helped get seeing eye dogs. I mean, there's just a lot of different things they've done. Yeah. But it's not just vision and hearing, too. Lions also support when catastrophic events come up. I think of tornadoes that strike in the state. They're part of the backbone of volunteers that help support efforts there.
Yeah. You know, so when I became part of Lions Club in Boone, it then opened the world to Lions International. And just it helped me realize how much this group is involved internationally and throughout the country too. Like you said, with natural disasters and catastrophic events, you know, Lions are on the ground assisting and helping and supporting, which is truly amazing to do that.
So we have our pancake days coming up. We know some of the others in the area will have theirs coming up very well too, because we have multiple Lions clubs around here.
We do. Yeah, we do. And so I just want to, you know, just say again, the 2 days are Friday, January 26th from 4:30 to 7, and Saturday, January 27th from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I also just want to give a shout out to our Lions Club members who are there and who are working behind the scenes. Whatever they're doing, they do so much. And I so appreciate their work, and the community I know appreciates it as well.
It's the only place I've seen them actually making pancake batter in a, like a big milk can with
right?
With a big drill.
That was that was a learning lesson for me too. And because I'm used to just my own kitchen with a bowl and doing whatever and a mixer. And Helen Capici just came up and showed me this drill. And I'm like, makes sense to me because of how much quantity we
have
to do. The
volume that you do.
Yeah.
And yes, folks, tickets are always, as always, available at the door too, to eat there and go, take them to go. And again, get a number of grills that will be set up. So it's, come out. It is an event. And after cold weather, we like to have
most definitely, and I'll also give a shout out to our 4-H'ers.
Oh, I was going to say, you get some help too.
Yeah, we do, and DMAC, you know, helps us set up those tables and stuff like that. Some of the athletic department, some of those players come out and do that. So there's all sorts of partnerships that are involved in making this come alive, if you will. Yeah.
So. Great opportunity, great fundraiser, and a great way to support Lions in their mission. Again, wanted to get back to the meeting part. If people are interested in finding out more about being part of the service organization, make contact any one of the members.
Elijah Steins is our president and now mayor. You can contact him as well, or any one of the Lions. We do meet at the library. This month, we're actually meeting twice because of the pancake days, but then we'll resume normal meeting days, which is the first Tuesday of every month, at starting at 5:30 for a meal, and then 6 o'clock for the meeting.
Okay, as well. And again, once you become a member, you're committed as much as you want to be. Really,
yeah, so. Absolutely. We appreciate it, whatever you can do. So just reach out to us anytime.
All right. Tickets, $8 for our annual Pancake Days coming up on the 26th and the 27th. Again, afternoon and evening on the 26th. Morning on the 27th, You can come eat as many as you want.
You can, and everything goes to support the Lions and its mission, so we appreciate it.
And again, year-round, you guys are looking for ways, dollars that we've gotten, what do we use them for?
Yeah, and just reach out to us and come to, even if you just want to come to a meeting to observe and to listen, we welcome all. So
Find out what it's about. And by the way, women also, I think you've
We have, like I said, such a diverse group of individuals, and so come one, come all, doesn't matter who you are, so. We appreciate it.
Zach Steer, member of the Boone Lions Club. Of course, Pancake Day is coming up the end of the month. I do appreciate you taking time to visit with us.
Thank you.
And again, you can contact him at the library if you want to get a ticket.
Right.
Pretty sure I've had a few people in already saying, have you got your tickets yet? And you know what? I go, either I do or I get them
you
at
can
the
get
door.
Them out there. It's and, different than turkeys.
It depends how many grandsons I'm bringing along with me, that sort of thing.
All right.
Zach Steer, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.